Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dozens of President Trump supporters converged on a vote counting center in Arizona as election staff continued to go through uncounted ballots. The protesters, some of whom the local TV station ABC 15 Arizona reported were carrying guns. Representative Paul Gosar, an Arizona Republican, joined the crowd declaring, "We're not going to let this election be stolen, period." Arizona has been called by some media outlets for the Democratic challenger Joe Biden, who holds a 69,000 vote lead. Pro-Trump protests witnessed in Michigan and Pennsylvania, where Trump supporters called for vote counts to be halted, protesters in Phoenix have been chanting, "Stop the steal." Police in Portland, Oregon say the Oregon National Guard was called into the city to help police after protests in the city turned violent Wednesday night. In the interest of public safety, Governor Kate Brown, under the advice of the Unified Command, has activated the use of the Oregon National Guard to assist law enforcement, the agency said in a tweet. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Rhode Island is no longer known as the smallest state with the longest name. Voters in the Ocean State, formerly known as Rhode Island and Providence Plantations, approved a ballot measure to remove and Providence Plantations from the state's official name. Rhode Island's sole black senator, Harold Metz, in the wake of the George Floyd protests earlier this year, put the measure on the ballot. At the time, Metz called the name a hurtful term to so many of us due to the word plantation and its ties to slavery. Unemployed Americans want to know, where's the money? USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
With the election still hanging in the balance, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says another stimulus package should be passed before the end of the year.
We need another rescue package. The Senate goes back in session next Monday. Hopefully the partisan passions that prevented us from doing another rescue package will subside.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been negotiating directly with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin as Senate Republican leaders have remained largely on the sidelines.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
NASCAR's Jimmy Johnson reflects winning his seventh championship.
That was a special day, and one that I don't know how people feel about this or if they've had an experience of it, but as that race unfolded and I took the lead on the back straightaway, I felt Ricky Hendrick in the car with me. And some of you might remember my hashtag was seven, and that was obviously trying to win a seventh championship, but I did it in a way that was very special to Ricky Hendrick and the Hendrick Motorsports and the Hendrick family. And there's this honoring all year long of Ricky that led to that race. And it was just the wildest experience I've ever had in a race car. When I heard Earl say clear on the back straightaway, I swear to you, he was in the race car with me. So to have that emotional and I guess maybe spiritual or enlightening moment is something I've never had before. So that really stands out to me. And then just the juxtaposition, you know, I thought it wasn't our night, you know, and up until 10 to go, I was the slowest of the four eligible drivers. So to have that flip from one mindset to the other, and the emotions that came with that and the celebration that followed was pretty epic.
NASCAR will be in Phoenix, Arizona Sunday for the season finale 500, featuring the championship four drivers vying for the NASCAR 2020 title. The race is on NBC Sunday starting at 3 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Live.
Well, first, Americans need to understand this is our country, and we have every right and responsibility to make sure that it is integrous. For a long time, there have been these opposing views, all these power seekers, control managers that have jumped in and have turned our world upside down. They have squelched our speech. They have told us, they just flat out lied to us. I mean, case in point, where we are right now in this election. And I want to bring Megan Barth on right now. Megan is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, they lied to us three ways a Sunday. The mainstream media told us that there was going to be a blue wave. These pollsters, which, you know, they were knuckleheads in 2016. They were allowed to live another day. I mean, if anything needs to be getting thrown in the ash heap of history, it should be these polling businesses and these proprietors that continue to feed the people with manure and keep us all in the dark.
Well, yeah, and I also think that mail-in elections should be thrown in the ash heap of history, because what we've witnessed is the largest fraud ever perpetrated on the American public. We were sounding the alarms, and I've been sounding the alarms of dirty voter rolls since 2016.
Exactly.
Since I started investigating voter fraud. I was sounding the alarm when this mail-in ballot scam was proposed in Nevada and throughout the country and in a variety of states due to the quote-unquote pandemic, because we have dirty voter rolls. If you recall, back in 2008 and 2012, there were reports, verifiable reports, that more people were registered to vote in certain counties than were alive.
Yes.
Upwards towards 120%. And those voter rolls have not been cleaned since 2008 or 2012. As a matter of fact, Judicial Watch sued L.A. County and came to an agreement where L.A. County had to remove over 1 million voters from the rolls.
And they didn't do it. They never did it. Exactly.
Correct.
Right.
So you tell me, Bill, how Florida, with 29 electoral votes and a population very large, obviously, can certify their results within hours. Texas, same way. California, same way. But North Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, with a total population of 3 million people and 6 electoral votes, still haven't certified the election. Arizona, same thing. All of the states that Donald Trump needed to win could not certify their election in time, and two, stopped the count.
Exactly.
As soon as these states, I've never seen that. As a political observer now since I was 18, I have never seen the count stopped. But it looks like to me that the plan was Donald Trump is ahead in the swing states. We need to stop the count. Then we need to find ballots, to make sure our preferred candidate, Joe Biden, wins. And how do I suspect this? Well, because when Michigan stopped the count, hours later, they found a mysterious 300,000 ballots that all went to Joe Biden, which is statistically improbable.
Right,
another
exactly.
Another statistical improbability is Wisconsin, in one of their counties, found 140,000 ballots. And all of those ballots were Joe Biden ballots. So between two states, they found nearly 500,000 ballots that all went to Joe Biden.
Well, Project Veritas gave us a warning. I mean, it showed us what was happening there in Ilhan Omar's district with the ballot harvesting that they were doing. And, you know, what happened? I didn't even hear a whimper from any election officials. Nobody made a move on her, arresting this guy, whatever, who on tape. And he demonstrated, showing everybody all the ballots that he had in his hand. He says, I've got a car full of ballots. He's been collecting them for a long time. He says, hey, this is their system. Joe Biden told us last week that the Democrats, and he was all proud of this, had the best voter fraud organization ever in the history of American politics.
Yeah, and that wasn't a gaffe. I mean, that was basically Joe Biden talking about exactly what the Democrats had assembled, which was the largest voter fraud operation. James O'Keefe also yesterday had a whistleblower from the Traverse City post office that was instructed by his supervisor to separate the ballots that they had collected out of mailboxes that had arrived too late so they could take them back to the station and then stamp them, postmark them with earlier dates.
Oh, wow.
We also had a report from James O'Keefe of Project Veritas out of Texas, where one of their undercover journalists rode around with a woman who admitted that approximately 5,000 ballots would cost the person about $55,000 to get changed to the candidate of their choice. And so this operation didn't just spring up. This is something that in Ilhan Omar's district they've been doing for years, and
exactly.
Texas they've been doing for years, cash for ballots. And so all this stuff has been exposed. And then, of course, we also have not anecdotal information, but we have video evidence of Republican lawyers in Philadelphia as well as Clark County, Nevada, being denied the opportunity to go observe the tabulation, the count of the ballot. That's against the law.
Mm-hmm.
We also have video evidence of independent journalists going on to the Michigan Secretary of State's website, punching in a birthday of a voter who's still on the rolls, 120 years old, still on the rolls, obviously received a ballot and voted. So we have 120-year-olds voting in Michigan. You would think that that would make national news. At least someone
yes.
would go up and knock on their door and say, you know, hey, Grandma, how did your vote go? You're 120 years old.
Yeah, and now you're the oldest. Oh, by the way, the oldest human being on the planet, which I think
right.
last month that was declared to be a 113-year-old individual. So by 7 years, and she was able to vote, and no accolade, no prize, no acknowledgement that she's the oldest person. I mean, this is all it's just ridiculous what they want us to believe. And, you know, here the Democrats have been jumping up and down questioning the viability. And at the base of all this, Megan, is that here we are, you know, our election is the whole process has been compromised. I mean, how is 50% of America going to believe if the numbers do come out and they finally settle on something and say Joe Biden is the president? How are they going to believe that? That he's the president, or even with Donald Trump again, you know, they're going to say, well, the reason he won is because of Amy Coney Barrett happened to be in the Supreme Court.
Right. And this is actually the goal of the Democrats, was to seed doubt into the entire process. You know, many people don't know, Bill, but since COVID, since March, the Democrats, led by Mark Elias, who was Hillary Clinton's attorney, as well as Eric Holder, we all know who Eric
yes.
Holder is, they led over filed hundreds of lawsuits in order to basically challenge state election laws and get their way. For example, in North Carolina, they won a consent decree or reached a consent decree with the Board of Elections to remove signature verification in North Carolina. They have compromised the whole process, and this is the result of it.
Well, the big question, as I just got tweeted right now, So what can we do about this, Megan Barth? And we'll break it down further. And look, we've got to have a plan of action. We just can't let this happen to us and sit back and take it on the chin. I mean, this is, I mean, you talk about really the heart and soul of America. This is the future of America, and we need to take a stand right now. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, do not underestimate the power of the people. as Megan Barth was pointing out, and we're going to get into a deeper understanding, because the question is, so what do we do about it? Well, there are people that are coming together in StopTheSteal.com, for example, and there's other groups as well that are holding these election centers in their account, but we cannot give up. We've got to understand that, look, we're fighting for our very democracy. Really, we're fighting for everybody's vote so that there is integrity. So at the end of the day, Megan Barth, that people can say, look, here's our president, and I don't want to hear about him being illegitimate. We've got a country to get back on track. We're fighting an international pandemic, which I guess is redundant, but we're fighting this pandemic, and we're out to save people and to come up with a vaccine that will get us back on track so that we can reopen our country and realize the great things that Donald Trump put into play here.
Well, that's right. And you mentioned Stop the Steal, and I'm part of that nationwide group. We assembled a team of at least 20 activists with very large social media presence. You can call them influencers, you can call them activists, but Jack Posobiec, myself, Mike Cernovich, Ali Alexander, Scott Pressler, Brendan Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and dozens of others came together on a call last night because we were all receiving messages like you just received on Twitter. What can we do? I feel helpless. I feel hopeless. I want to do something. So we have these Stop the Steal rallies. We assembled them within 2 hours across the country. Thousands of people showed up in Maricopa County. Paul Gozar and Mike Cernovich led that protest. We're not asking to stop the count. Donald Trump, unfortunately, tweeted that today. We don't necessarily want the count stopped. We want a fair and accurate count. We want to make sure that the ballots are audited, meaning that dead people are not voting, meaning that the voter rolls and the ballots are actually clean, and that these ballots that are being counted are legitimate ballots. We want to make sure that the ballots are legal, and those ballots that are legal are the only ballots that are counted. Now we have not anecdotal information. We have video evidence, like I said, of lawyers being denied the opportunity to witness the ballot count, whether it's in Philadelphia or whether it's in Clark County, Nevada. We have videos of postal workers throwing away ballots. We have video of postal workers admitting that they were supposed to postmark ballots earlier than what was postmarked or when they were delivered. So cheating postmarks. We are witnessing the largest fraud perpetrated on the American people via an election. And so Trump still has a chance to win. But like I said, when you have swing states stopping the vote, and then finding hundreds of thousands of ballots hours later to give Joe Biden the edge, this is not an anomaly. This is a planned and coordinated hijack of the electoral process. And this is what must be stopped. This deal must be stopped.
Exactly. And, you point out some really basics here, and that is the math doesn't add up. I mean, if you've got more votes than people, I would think that would bring up an immediate flag. Not to mention, even all the analysts of Fox and CNN and others, as they were counting the votes on election night, would compare previous years to see if there was, there were anomalies. Well, of course, when we get down to it and we do a final analysis, I would love to be able to see what is the difference between, 4 years ago versus now in terms of the number of people that voted in these particular, swing states that were so critical?
Well, exactly. And unfortunately, Bill, what we are witness to now, as I said, is the largest fraud perpetrated on the American people. But now what the Democrats have done is just not compromise the entire electoral process, but they further divided the country. And I didn't think that was possible. Because no matter who wins this election, we are all going to view this election as illegitimate. If Biden gets in, his supporters will be happy. Trump supporters will not. They will not accept his win. We're supposed to believe that Joe Biden actually got more votes than Barack Obama.
Yes.
Barack Obama was a historical figure. he came in on the political scene like no other candidate since Trump I've seen really take over the airwaves. Barack Obama had a historic election in 2016, a historic election, and we're supposed to believe that a demented, near octogenarian man who's obviously mentally compromised got more votes, especially when we saw in Clark County, Nevada, for example, President Trump got 42% of the male Hispanic vote. 42%.
Wow.
We had seen a huge uptick in Hispanic and Black American support for President Trump. And we're supposed to believe that those votes somehow disappeared, that they didn't materialize.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem, and here we are. We're left questioning the integrity of this whole process for all the money that's gone into it. You know, the Democrats went all out, and they're, hey, look at you know, you've got Black Lives Matter activists telling you they want to burn it all down, and the Democrats are no better. I mean, sadly, they want to burn up the whole system in such a way, just as Lindsey Graham said, all for the sake of power. That's what this comes down to, doesn't it, at the end of the day?
Well, absolutely. This absolutely shows us in real time what the Democrats are willing to do in order to gain power, and that is steal an election. You know, Joe Biden said that they have assembled the largest voter fraud operation in history. That wasn't a gaffe. That was actually him speaking the truth. He probably didn't realize that he was saying it, but that's exactly what they've done. Through lawsuits, through a compromised United States Post Service who actually endorsed Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So you think that postal workers that might be Trump supporters aren't going to take orders from their superiors? And that's why we had a whistleblower come forward to Project Veritas.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are actually good people out there that want a fair and free election. And that's what America has always been. The cornerstone of our republic has always been free and fair elections.
Right.
Well, our republic has been forever damaged because of this election and as a direct result of Democrats' actions.
And you've got to put it right at their feet. I mean, people have hesitated to say this, but it is the Democrats that have done this in collusion with the mainstream media, big tech, the oligarchs, the social media oligarchs who have come in, and the amount of influence that they've been able to render and the compromise that they've been able to interject into the political system is dangerous, Megan Barth. I mean, if we don't get this under control, if we don't say today's the day, and the line in the sand is here now. We're done. We're done. They will take over. The damage that they will even be able to do, because they're going to be on hyperspeed for the next 2 years. They've got the House and they've got they'll have the White House. The amount of damage. I mean, the only thing we can thank God for is that they didn't get the Senate, because had they gotten that, then forget it. I mean, we're already heading into, you know, the realm of the banana republics, and whoever thought that that could be possible. And here it is. It's right before your eyes. And if this doesn't scare the holy what have you out of it, I don't know what else you're going to do, because I mean think what's going to happen. Think about the impact of a Biden Kamala Harris regime on America, on your freedoms. Forget about the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. I mean, just go right down. I mean, they have decided already to replace our U.S. Constitution that starts with We the People, this brilliant document that has led this country for over 240 years, and they want to replace it with 110 pages of plagiarized junk from Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. Really? I mean, is that what it's come down to, Megan Barth?
They will do. They will stop at nothing to gain complete power. And we saw what they did to Brett Kavanaugh, and now we've seen what they've done to the election. And they must be stopped.
Stop the steal. We got to stop the steal. And where do they go for more information? And how can they get activated? We got about 30 seconds left, Megan. I'm going to give you the rest of the
time. We have a Facebook page that grew within the last 24 hours to 270,000 people. Stop the steal.
Wow.
On Facebook, you can find stoptheSteal.us.
Okay, so check it out, get activated, and understand, ladies and gentlemen, all it takes is good people to sit back and think that they can't do nothing. And what will happen is that America and all that we had hoped for and all that got transferred to us will not be transferred to the next generation. Megan Barth, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ internationally on the radio in 27 languages.
In partnership with native missionaries, the Tide Ministry gives hope to unreached people groups, making the Word of God accessible to Christians as well as those who are not yet believers. This plays an important role in bringing the gospel message to those who are willing to hear it. As the word of hope spreads through places like Kosovo, the Tide is able to connect with more and more listeners. One Kosovar listener shares how instrumental the Tide was in his search for truth, explaining how his non-practicing Muslim family always has the radio on. The Tide broadcasts truth into their home through the voices of shepherding pastors. "Thank you for these teachings," he said. "They are so much needed in my country."
To read more stories of lives touched by Jesus and learn how the Tide Ministry is meeting the hunger for truth in places like Kosovo, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dozens of President Trump supporters converged on a vote counting center in Arizona as election staff continued to go through uncounted ballots. The protesters, some of whom the local TV station ABC 15 Arizona reported were carrying guns. Representative Paul Gosar, an Arizona Republican, joined the crowd declaring, "We're not going to let this election be stolen, period." Arizona has been called by some media outlets for the Democratic challenger Joe Biden, who holds a 69,000 vote lead. Pro-Trump protests witnessed in Michigan and Pennsylvania, where Trump supporters called for vote counts to be halted, protesters in Phoenix have been chanting, "Stop the steal." Police in Portland, Oregon say the Oregon National Guard was called into the city to help police after protests in the city turned violent Wednesday night. In the interest of public safety, Governor Kate Brown, under the advice of the Unified Command, has activated the use of the Oregon National Guard to assist law enforcement, the agency said in a tweet. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with the American Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking about something that veterans you want to take note of, how to maximize your Medicare health benefits next year. So if you're a vet considering your Medicare options, it's important for you to know that there are Medicare Advantage plans that complement the coverage you may already have through the VA. Fortunately, finding a Medicare Advantage plan that offers benefits not covered through the VA health care is easier than you think. For example, the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage plans may complement the benefits a vet receives through VA health care while providing beneficiaries with affordable health benefits, wellness programs, and a holistic focus on health and well-being. With us right now is Ed Sandrick of Humana, and he's going to break it all down for us. Ed, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, when does the annual Medicare enrollment period take place this year?
We're underway. The annual election period began October 15th and will go through December 7th this year. So there's still plenty of time for individuals to go to their Medicare.gov or talk to the licensed agent to understand the options that they have for 2021.
Exactly. Well, plenty of time, but it's always better early because undoubtedly, I don't know about you, but whenever you go to these things, there's questions that come up. And the sooner you deal with this, it gives you a little bit more time, a little buffer time there to make sure all your answers are there for you. Now, what should eligible beneficiaries, including vets, know about selecting a Medicare Advantage plan for the coming year?
Sure. It's important for anybody, including veterans, of course, who are over 65 and looking for a Medicare Advantage plan, to understand the how the Medicare Advantage plans are constructed, so to speak. So virtually every Medicare Advantage plan operates through a provider network, so it's important for all of us on Medicare to take a look at the doctors and hospitals that participate in the Medicare Advantage network, make sure that your primary care physician and or specialist participate in the hospital that they admit to is in the network. Medications is a very important thing for seniors in particular. So it's important for seniors to check out the formulary that would be offered, particularly in a Medicare Advantage plan that has a prescription drug benefit, to make sure that your drugs are on the formulary. Costs. Most seniors are on a fixed income and want to make sure they stay within their budget. So the premium is important that one will pay for Medicare Advantage plan, and certainly the as-you-use cost, the co-payments, co-insurance, deductibles, those sorts of things are important to understand. And then I'd recommend that everybody take a look at their medical expenses for this year that they're currently in, and understand where the money went with regard to their health care, and try to anticipate what that's going to look like the coming year, so that the plan that you select is within your budget. And for 2021, as you mentioned, Humana is offering the Humana Honor Plan, which is a Medicare Advantage plan, along with all of its other Medicare Advantage plans. And all of our Medicare Advantage plans here at Humana are recommended by USAA, which is a company known for customer satisfaction and commitment to veterans, military families. So we're very proud of that relationship, and I am particularly proud to be able to talk about that today.
Well, that's a great idea, the Humana Honor Plan. Explain a little bit more why we might find ourselves, you know, turning to the Humana Honor Plan.
Sure. So the Humana Honor Plan is sort of the, for Humana, the next logical step, so to speak. We've been doing a great deal over the years to support veterans and military families. We've been a TRICARE administrator since 1996, and we currently cover over 6 million beneficiaries through our TRICARE East program. But the Humana Honor Plan was created with veterans in mind. So it was created to complement the care that a veteran, particularly a veteran who uses the VA, would get. It's important for us to understand as veterans that those of us who are eligible for VA health care benefits, we can also enroll in certainly Original Medicare and a Medicare Advantage plan. The Medicare Advantage plan, Original Medicare, can complement the care we get at the VA. Mm-hmm. The Honor Plan in particular, again, is designed to complement VA health care. It offers a pretty robust dental coverage, zero plan premium across the board, and access to urgent care providers. And this year, actually 2021, the Honor Plan will be available in 46 states. So it's a great offering this year. I recommend that once again that the all Medicare beneficiaries, veterans included, of course, look at what's on Medicare.gov. You can go out to the Medicare Plan Finder and find the plans are available in your particular area, or call 1-800-MEDICARE to speak with somebody there about the plans that are offered, or certainly go to Humana.com/Medicare and see what Humana's got available.
And so the Humana Honor Plans, they're available to all vets?
They are. They're available to all vets as well as any beneficiary. So they were created, again, with veterans in mind to round out and complement the care that they get at the VA, but the Honor Plan is available to anybody that's eligible for Medicare.
Well, we're talking with Ed Sandrick, Director of the Veteran Channel, Humana Strategic Alliances. He's been with Humana for 18 years, also the point person for Humana's National Veterans Service Service Organization Partners, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the American Vets. Ed leads a team that is focused on developing and implementing veteran outreach activities at the state and local level, primarily and through Humana's retail organization. Ed, I want to go back and review and just make sure I'm clearing this up and understanding it, with our audience in mind. And that's how Medicare Advantage, we touched on this a little bit in the introduction, but I want to unwrap this a little bit more. We have a couple more minutes left. Is that how Medicare Advantage and VA benefits, work together and they complement each other?
Exactly. They do complement each other. So if an individual is eligible for VA health care and gets some of his or her care through the VA, they can also enroll in Medicare and certainly, therefore, in Medicare Advantage. And VA health care and Medicare or Medicare Advantage can work side by side. I can go to the VA at my election to see the provider at the VA when I want to or need to get the services through the VA that I'm entitled to, or because I'm also entitled to my Medicare benefits, I can go to the Medicare provider, Medicare Advantage provider. There's no harm, no fault. They don't interrupt one another. There are a lot of myths and misconceptions, Bill, among the veteran community in particular. Where we think if we enroll in Medicare or Medicare Advantage that we jeopardize the health care that we get at the VA, and that's just not true. Veterans who are eligible for VA health care are entitled to that, as well as entitled for those who are 65, they're entitled to their Medicare and Medicare Advantage.
Well, great. Well, I'm glad you cleared that up because, yes, you're right. There has been some misunderstanding about that. And I know the administration and current policies are such that, I appreciate the extra effort on behalf of the veterans. And I know you do as well, Ed. Ed, how can I connect with a licensed agent safely given this COVID-19 pandemic environment that we're in?
Yeah, we certainly want to encourage everybody to do it as much as they can safely from their home. So I mentioned earlier the Medicare number, 1-800-MEDICARE, or online Medicare plan finder on Medicare.gov. Or you can go to the Humana website at Humana.com/Medicare, where you can see what Humana has available, including the Humana Audit Plan, which, again, is recommended by USAA. You can see the plans that are available through Humana. And with a simple touch of the button on a website, so to speak, you can be connected to a licensed agent. And our agents are available 7 days a week from 8 in the morning until 8 in the evening.
Wow. That's good stuff. He's the director of the Veterans Channel with Humana. Ed Sandrick has been our guest. Ed, thank you so much for the information. Appreciate it. Be well.
Bill, thank you. You be well, too. Take care.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Now, you think by now the dancing popcorn would know that you lead with your left foot, right? No, just can't seem to get it right.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's not just me, because it's all about the movie guy right now, live from Hollywood, California, still the movie capital of the world. Steve Evans is with us. Steve-o, oh boy. You know, I was thinking before he came on, I thought, oh gosh, maybe we can talk about our favorite election movies. Maybe you and I ought to direct. We could, you know, based on real life election chaos, we could have fun right now.
Well, that's not what I would call a good time. Maybe you would enjoy that. Now, I have some movies here which
You see, but look, if I don't have you involved, then it gets too crazy. See, you are balanced for Bill Martinez here. You know,
a moment of clarity here.
Well, we have to have reason. We have to have reason and clarity. And this is why I know that, you know, you and I don't get involved in politics on purpose, by design. And that's okay. But, you know, unfortunately, the political environment and the winds are such that I don't know how you dodge them. I mean, it's like we're in the middle of a hurricane. How do you say the hurricane's going to go through and not touch me?
Okay, you go to your widescreen. And you turn it on, and you go to Netflix or Amazon or whatever you want to do. And there's a whole world of escape.
Some diversion. Yeah, diversion. In that. And I think to a degree we need to have that because you can tell. If you're getting too amped up, you better go exercise or go take the wife unit out for a walk, a nice calm walk. Go get a cappuccino and have a good time.
That's right. I mean, we have to keep things in perspective. Here's what happened at the theaters. Come Play, that was the number one movie last weekend,
right.
Followed by Honest Thief, The War with Grandpa, Tenet, The Empty Man, struggling still, but the theaters are out there in select locations, and hopefully that situation will improve soon. We do have a number of movies that are opening in the theaters this weekend. One that a lot of people have been talking about is Let Him Go. Have you heard about this? This is the Kevin Costner, Diane Lane movie.
Yes, right. Uh-huh. Yes.
Getting a lot of play. They were together in a movie called Man of Steel years ago, playing man and wife. Well, they're back playing man and wife in this one. Rated R. 68% are recommending. Here's what it's about. Following the loss of their son, you have a retired sheriff, played by Kevin, and his wife, played by Diane. They leave their Montana ranch to rescue their young grandson from the clutches of a dangerous family living off the grid in the Dakotas. You got the retired sheriff, his wife, they head off to grab the grandson. And that is what that one's all about. Let Him Go. 68% recommending, rated R. And out of the theaters this weekend.
Well, and this seems to fit. I mean, with didn't he do I don't know, it was a
Yellowstone. I mean,
exactly. This is what it reminds me of, a little bit of Yellowstone. I don't know why.
Right. He
maybe just because of Costner.
Part, and of course, shot in Montana. I mean, I love Montana. This looks like it's a beautiful movie. So Let Him Go out this weekend. We also have a movie called Mortal on Apple TV. 71% are recommending this one. I checked out the trailer. It's kind of a wild idea. You have a psychologist trying to help a mysterious man who has the power to make people and objects burn just by touching them. And it's quite realistic when you see it done in the trailer. This is a fantasy adventure, an origin story about this young guy discovering he has these godlike powers based on an ancient Norwegian mythology. It's called Mortal. Right out there this weekend, R-rated, 71% are recommending on Apple TV.
Don't you love the director, though, Andre Overdahl? I mean, you have your name is spelled with a line through the O. I mean, how significant is that?
I was looking at that. I think that must be a Norwegian thing, I would imagine.
Is that what it is or something? This is what I love about the creativity of the culture. You got all these different ideas. And everything. It's like you just can't think normal. I mean, it doesn't have an O. I mean, I have an O with a line through it. I mean, that's significant.
That's a distinct look. You're right.
Yeah, I like it. All right.
How about a movie called Freaky? This is rated R. 90% are recommending. This one, this is a mystical ancient dagger, causes a notorious serial killer to magically switch bodies with a 17-year-old girl. After swapping bodies with this deranged serial killer, you have the young girl in high school discovering she has less than 24 hours before the change becomes permanent.
Wow.
Now, Vince Vaughn is starring in this one, in case you've been wondering.
Vince Vaughn? Wow.
Oh, my. It's called Freaky, rated R out there. And here's another plot. Listen to this one. It's called Triggered.
No. Are you still on Freaky?
We moved on.
No, we moved on. Okay, but no. I'm fixated by the poster.
Yes, I know.
This poster is wild. Yeah, check out the trailer. See the poster of Freaky and see if this doesn't, freak you out a little bit.
There is a scene with Vince which is quite interesting. Freaky, rated R, which is a part of the trailer. All right, we have a movie called Triggered here. 58% are recommending this one. It's on Apple TV. You have nine friends. They're all harboring a dark secret. They go camping in the woods. After a wild night of partying, they wake up with suicide bombs strapped to their chest.
Whoa.
All with very. I hated when that happened.
Yeah.
Yes. So it spoils the trip.
I'm living the nightmare. What's going on?
They all have varying times on their countdown clocks. They decide to work out how to disarm the bombs or find help until they discover they can take one another's time by killing each other. Now there's the feel good movie of the season.
Yeah.
Boy, Triggered.
Party on, dude.
Oh my gosh, are you sensing a theme here? This one called The Dark and the Wicked. 96% are recommending this. These are all horror films, but they're all getting...
What happened? I mean, did we miss Halloween or something?
I don't know. We've seen the backlog of these things. Plagued by waking nightmares, you have two siblings. They suspect that something evil is taking over their family at an isolated farmhouse. Now, this is a creepy movie. I mean, check out the trailer. On a secluded farm in this nondescript rural town, a man is slowly dying. His family gathers to mourn, and soon darkness grows, marked by waking nightmares and a growing sense that something evil is taking over the family.
Wow.
Oh, my. Dark in the
You got 96% here approving this?
Yeah. I mean that's, like I say, it's kind of odd, because usually horror films don't get very good reviews, but in this case, These seem to be getting just exactly
what, what's going on with our reviewers here?
Well, they may be in a dark place. Who knows? All right, we have Jungle Land.
Okay. All right.
Jungle Land out. This was big at Toronto this year. Jungle Land rated R, 70% recommending this one. It's out on Apple TV and also the pay-per-view platforms. You have a bare-knuckle boxer reluctantly traveling across the country with his brother for one last fight. You have two brothers trying to escape their circumstances by traveling across the country for this no-holes-barred boxing match that becomes a fight for their lives. Now, if the trailer is any indication, this is a very violent film. Bare-knuckle boxing, you know, this whole ultra-fighting thing, man, I just do not...
Yeah.
That is a tough way to make a living. So
Exactly. Well, you remember in the old days, they used to have that. I mean, they would... communities would come together. I mean, it's almost like gladiators, but, you know, here's the everyday, you know, for amusement or whatever, and you have people going through the villages just knocking each other's heads off. It's crazy.
Not a line of work I'd like to go into.
No,
we
exactly.
Have, another one here called Kindred. 56% are recommending this one. Plagued by mysterious hallucinations, we have a pregnant woman suspects that the family of her deceased boyfriend has intentions for her unborn child. You have her boyfriend dying suddenly in an accident. Psychologically fragile, this mother-to-be Charlotte is taken in by his family, but they seem increasingly obsessed with her every move. Her suspicions grow and panic builds, but just how far will they go in their desire to control her and the unborn baby? Shades of Rosemary's Baby, and this one is called...
Yes, I was going to say, where's the music?
56% are recommending that one. That's out this weekend. We have one called The Informer, which is on Apple TV, rated R. This is a guy by the name of Pete Coslow, former special operations soldier working as an informant for the FBI to help dismantle the Polish mafia's drug trade in New York. Didn't know there was a Polish mafia, let alone being in the drug trade in New York, but so be it. When the FBI's operation goes wrong, resulting in the death of an undercover NYPD cop, Pete is coerced into returning to Bale Hill, the prison he previously served time in for manslaughter, to take down the cartel from the inside. It's called The Informer, out on Apple TV this week.
That sounds interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, you know,
prison
some people like this kind of thing. Yeah.
Here's a strange movie. It was up at Sundance, and it's called Coco D. Coco Da. You have a couple going on a trip out into the woods to find...
Sounds like a Beatles song.
It could be.
Coco D. Coco Da.
Oh,
blah, dee, oh, blah, da, something like that. I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
Maybe, I think Ringo's saying that. A couple goes into this on this trip. They're out there in the woods. They're trying to find each other, right? Well, a sideshow artist and his shady entourage emerge from the woods, terrorizing them and luring them deep into the maelstrom of psychological terror and humiliating slapstick. I mean, they're out there on a camping trip, and all of a sudden you have this freak show coming out of the woods. 84% really? Are recommending Coco D, Coco Da.
Is this like
out this weekend.
Gypsies on the Loose or something?
Something like that.
It smacks of it, you know.
It's exhausting.
Because we love the gypsies. Yeah, we love them,
well,
but they're characters.
You would think that the couple trying to find each other out in the woods would be left alone, but not in that one. Which makes me wonder that, you know, after that fine list of films, maybe a rom-com might be in order.
Do you have one?
No. Well,
we got to go.
We have Love Actually. We have 500 Days of Summer. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. They came out a few years back. But if that, you know, if you're looking for something like that, they're all available on your nearby Netflix or Amazon Prime platform, so check those.
Well, this is a time for some momentary amusement, because your head's going to explode. There's just too much reality hitting us right now, and so you got to kind of balance this out. This is why, you know, Steve Evans is saving the nation, if not the world, because he brings these ideas to us.
You look at it this way, at least you're not waking up with a suicide vest strapped to your chest.
Well, right? of course. Yeah, but you at least come on with a cape, because you're saving humanity, and we love this. And we love this about you.
There we go.
He's live from Hollywood, Steve Evans. He's the movie guy. Thank you.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.